Is this something which is that rare? Is this something that doesn't happen, has not been happening for several years, and doesn't happen at other state universities?
Well, first of all, we have to separate out what it is. It is not the idea of recommendations for students to be admitted to higher education. That goes on at all universities and is an accepted part of the process. It's one of the ways that universities decide who should be admitted and who shouldn't. But it's not instead of merit, and that's where Illinois has come a cropper, and that is the admissions policy of the university has turned into one that has put merit aside and has treated recommendations from political figures as the only important credential for admissions. And that is not acceptable, and it is not done at any of the good universities, and I don't think it was done at the University of Illinois. At least in my experience, it was.
The Chicago Tribune reported that they've been refused a request by the University of Illinois for test scores and GPAs from applicants who appeared on the so-called admission clout lists. Do you foresee having any problems getting the information you need from the U of I for your investigation?
I don't think so. I've had a short conversation with President White, and he assured me that the university would cooperate fully and that he intends to instruct the entire staff of the university to make sure that they give us whatever the commission thinks we need by way of records or statements or whatever. I don't think that's going to be a problem. I think that the real problem is to make it clear to all the participants, both the legislators and the university admitters, that it isn't the process of recommendation that's evil. It's using it, as I said, instead of looking at merits. And we somehow have to make it clear that when somebody writes a letter of recommendation for a student, it's put in a file as one of the many, many things that the admitters look at, but that they first of all look at the merits of the student, and only when they qualify on that basis do the recommenders add some dimension of admissibility, if any.
What sort of assurances do you have from the governor, and how assured do you feel that the recommendations your commission will make will go anywhere?
Well, the governor made it clear to me, we had quite a lengthy conversation about it face-to-face, and you know, as far as he's concerned, this is tarnishing the reputation of a great university, and it should not be tolerated, it shouldn't have happened, and we want to make sure it doesn't happen again. He could not be more sincere about it, I don't think. As far as the university, again, I'm relying on President White, who assured me, and I think if I were in his shoes, I would be equally assuring that we want this cleared up. This is not healthy for a major state university, one of the best in the country, to have this kind of suspicion hanging over its head that they admit people who are not qualified.